Hello everyone, welcome to the first episode of my podcast Holistic Healing, happy and healthy healing for body, mind and soul. In this episode, I want to tell you what this podcast is about and also I want to talk about myself just a little bit. Holistic healing, what's that? Is this podcast only for people who are sick? Nope, not directly. I want to talk about how we find the unity of body, mind and soul again, because this unity for most of us got lost during life, and that is often why we suffer from problems within our body, or we are sad, or we are tired, or we are suffering because of things that happen to us in life. And I have to admit that I'm only on my way to find unity. I am not perfect, definitely, and I am not whole all the time, but I'm on a good way for a while, and I accomplished something for myself by now, and happy, and I'm even fine with not being happy. And I hope to help some of you with sharing my experiences, with sharing how I grew personally and how I found the way back to the unity of body, mind and soul and how that helped me. So I don't consider myself enlightened or perfect, and I just have been a relatively ordinary or negative person before, frustrated about what is happening in the world, children hungry in Africa, me eating delicious food and thinking about how to eat more healthy, than having a look on other people who just eat shitty, and it's just everything, or a lot of stuff was just frustrating for me, because not being able to change anything. And now I'm on another point in my life, and I am most of the time happy and smiling, and that although there are shitty things happening to me, or there were shitty things that happened in my life that happened directly to me, that sounds so helpless, but yeah, there were things that happened that I couldn't change, definitely, and I learned how to cope with that, and I had a strong foundation that helped me to cope with things that happened. And I want to share with you how and why. So what is interesting for me looking back is that I can remember one Christmas maybe 8 to 10 years ago when I was in the shopping mall, and I thought, I hate all these people around me. And that was shocking myself, because I always considered myself a human loving person with empathy and kindness. But at this stage in my life, I was so frustrated and unhappy that I projected that on all my surroundings. And even as a child, on one of my school reports, a teacher wrote that I am a good and friendly student, but I shouldn't be so serious all the time. And I can remember her. I didn't like her really much, not because of things that happened directly to me, but because she wasn't really fair. There were students she liked more, that were the ones that were easy, clever and quiet, and actually it was me. But my friends were not, not always at least. And I saw that they were treated this unfair, and that they had a hard time. I was sad and angry, a serious child. And this child became a serious Christmas hater. And yeah, actually that sounds worse than it was. I wasn't unhappy all the time, and I had fun in my life. I was smiling and enjoying certain things, but I was affected by a lot of stuff that surrounded me, by shit that happens on a daily basis, that frustrated me. And then something changed, and step by step I became more and more happy. For me, it started with becoming vegan. And I definitely not want to say that you should become vegan to become happy, or if or you become happy by becoming vegan. But for me, it was the step in a different direction. Before becoming vegan, my approach was just thinking about everyone else. I wanted to change the world. I wanted to change this teacher. I wanted to change the school system. I wanted the rich people to change and give money to the poor people. And however, the key was to change myself. And my journey started with becoming vegan. And with that, a lot of personal development and self-actualization started. And I integrated body, mind, and soul in my lifestyle. And that's how my holistic healing started. How I became whole, or more and more whole. How I became happy. And I became even happy enough to have a good foundation in a difficult situation, like losing my baby. That is actually a topic I want to talk about as well, the loss of a baby, because it is a special situation, a special grief. And in my case, my son was born premature in the 26th pregnancy week, and he became 5 days old before he died in my arms. And this is now 1.5 years ago, and I can look back and let you know what helped me to be happy anyways. And I would love to share that with you and to inspire you and give you hope when you are in a difficult situation. And when I am planning to talk about the loss of a baby, I do so hoping to help parents in a similar situation, because I think it helps when you know you are not alone and that there are people who came back to life. And it's not only becoming about becoming happy again or about getting back into life. I also want to talk about the thoughts and feelings that I had after the death of my son, because they are similar to what many parents experience. I know that because I talked to many parents in the same situation. But when you are in that situation, you feel alone. And you don't think that anyone else understands you. And you're wondering if you are normal, thinking what you're thinking, feeling what you're feeling. And for me, it was hard to express myself at the beginning when it happened. So with this podcast, I hope that the episodes when I'm talking about that topic, I can reach people who are in that situation and feeling understood in this situation. But I also want to reach people who are not in that situation so they can understand what you feel if that happens to you. And then if you might know someone who experienced the loss of a baby, or you meet someone, you know how to cope with it. You know how to cope with this person, or you have a better idea about how he or she is feeling, and you can understand this person better. And that is helpful. At least it was for me when I met people who understood me, yes. And it helped it wasn't just about people holding me or people telling me that it's gonna be fine one day. It was about people that experienced the same things. You don't feel that alone anymore if you hear that. And yeah, that is the one big topic I want to share with the world. And I also want to talk about the situations in which you are perfectly fine and you know you have a good life. No one died. People dream about your kind of life. You are healthy, you have children, you have a house, you should be happy, but you are not. And that sucks, right? Or you always wanted another kind of life and you got it. You are traveling, meeting new nice people, work online, spend most of the time at sea, whatever. You should be happy, right? But you are not, and that sucks. Because you don't even know what to change. And guess what? You are not alone with that feeling. I was feeling the same 10 years ago at Christmas time. Everything was fine, and I was feeling worse than when my son died. Or I was suffering more than when my son died. So how to change? Episode by episode, I want to explore with you how to heal holistically, how to find the unity of body, mind and soul again. And yeah, that's it. We're going to talk about body, mind and soul with a trace of child loss, a trace of grief, a trace of all the shit that happens in your daily life and how to cope with it. And we talk about how to be happy, how to enjoy life. And I'm always open to spread my wings in every direction. So if you have questions or topics you want me to talk about or a story you want to tell here, please just let me know. And for now, I say goodbye. I wish you all the best. Enjoy your life. May you be happy.